Shalom to all. Today's office holding up Chaf Alpha. We are starting the third line with the words Kisalkrab Zera. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marshmim Sarbas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So in the discussions, Iri had said that if the mafrekis is broken, mafrekis is the neck bone, so it's broken along with the majority of the meat, the animal is an avela. Rava had asked if so, that means that every time alika is done, it's basically being done on a dead bird. Because the assumption is that you have to do alika by breaking the mafrekis, going through the majority of the basar, and then getting to the simanim. So he answered no, that the kain has to make sure to do malika in a way that he does not cut Rav Basar, and that way it won't be an Avela. So continuing to discuss this, we have the story, Kizalkrab Zero went up, meaning when he went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkel Rab Ami found Rab Ami, Diyasav Ka'amr Lal Hashmaitza, he was saying this over, so Amr Lal, he asked him, V'chi Mesa Amiru Malik, is he standing doing Malika to a Mesa, to a dead bird? How could this be? Basically the same question Rava asked. And Shtamim K'chadashah, this is bar from a Pasuk, it basically means he was quiet for a moment because he got confused. This is a good question. So Amr Lal told him, Ema, what we should really say is, Kachu Aisa, this is what the Kain does, Chaytech Shadro Mafrekas, below Rav Basar, he cuts the Shadro, which is the spinal column, and mafrekas, the neck bone, but without Rav Basar, and that way he's not doing malika to a bird that's in a vela. And then Ramachav advises just like this, Ketzer Malkin, how does one do malika? So chatas ha'if, when we're talking about a bird chatas, chatech shadr mafrekas below Rav Basar, he cuts the shadr and the mafrekas without Rav Basar, achmagil veshet oil kana, until he reaches either the veshet or the kana, he gil veshet or the kana, once he gets to the veshet or the kana, chatech semen echad oil rubai, he cuts one semen or the majority of it, vir Rav Basar imai, and the majority of the Basar with it. So right away we see black and white in this braisa. Just like we said before, the braisa continues though. Uba Ayla, we're talking about Ayla Sa'if, Shnayim, Ayrev Shnayim, he cuts both Samanim or the majority of both Samanim, and that's the way it's done. The Gemara asks, hold on 1 second, money, who's this braisa? E Rabbanan, if it's Shitas Rabbanan, well, Ha'amri, Shnayim Dafka, they say you have to cut the entirety of two Samanim, not Rav Samanim, and E Rabbanan, Rav Shimon, if it's Rav Shimon's Shita, Ha'amri, he says, Rav Shnayim, that you only cut the majority of the two Samanim, not cutting through all the way like the Rabbanan. Second, the braisa say that we're dealing with Ayla Sa'if, he could either do Rav Shnayim or the entirety of both Simanim. It has to be either the Rabbanon or Rav Blazer Rav Shimon. So Gemara answers, you're right. Amo, what we really mean to say is that Shnayim the Rabbanon, V'Rav Shnayim Rav Blazer Rav Shimon. We're basically giving two options. Either according to Rabbanon, it's the entirety of both Simanim, or according to Rav Blazer Rav Shimon, it's the majority of both Simanim. V'Yibasim, alternatively, we could say, Hava Rav Blazer Rav Shimon. That really, both of these Lashonis in the Braisa, Shnayim or Rav Shnayim, is according to Rav Blazer Rav Shimon. My Shnayim, what does the Braisa mean when it says Shnayim, which is Mashma, that you have to cut the entirety of the Simanim? Really means Shadoimin Lashnayim, that the Simanim have to be cut in a way that looks like they're cut totally into two. In other words, according to Blazer Shimon, you have to cut Rav of the Simanim, but that's a very vague term because Rav can mean 51% or it can mean 99%. And that's what the Bryce is clarifying by saying Shnayim or Rav Shnayim. It's basically saying that according to Blazer Shimon, you have to cut the majority of both of the Simanim, but not a small majority, let's say 51%, that would be an extreme example, rather much more, that it looks like he completely severed the Simanim into two, even though they still are connected a little bit. And another discussion, Amar Yudamar Shmuel, Nishbar Mafrakas, Rav Basar Ima, Metama Ba'ayel. If the person's neck bone broke along with the majority of the meat, so he's Metama Ba'ayel, which means the person's considered 100% dead. That's even if he's a Mefarchases. He's still shaking and moving around. It doesn't make a difference. Halachically, he's considered like he's not alive anymore. That means he's 100% corpse and he's Metama Ba'ayel. And if you're going to ask on this, the whole story of Eli HaKayin, Mafrakas Balay Rav Basar Havai, his neck bone broke without the majority of the Basar, and still it says that he's dead. The answer to that is Zik Noshani. The fact that he was old is different. The Pasuk says, and here we're going to understand what the story of Eli is. Vayikas kiris Aron Elikim. It was when he mentioned Aron of Hashem, Vayipom ala kisar cheranis, and he fell off the chair backwards, Ba'ad yad hashar, next to the gate, Vatishaver mafraktoi vayomos, and his mafrakas broke and he died, Kizokeno ish v'kavid v'gaymer, because he was old. So we see from here that he died just with having his mafrakas broken, even without Rav Basar, because he was old. Now this whole story is with Eli, the Kohen Gadol. He was actually Shmuel Hanavi's Rebbe, and this is all the way at the end of his life, as we clearly see it was the end of his life. When the Yidden went to wage war against the Plishtim actually captured the Aron, and when the bearer of not such good news told this to Eli, because of the shock of hearing that the Aron was captured, he fell off his chair and died. So we see that with a person who's old, even just the mafrekas breaking will cause them to die, but a regular young healthy person, it would have to be mafrekas and the majority of basar, which would make him to be a corpse. Another case regarding a person, karu kedag, if a person was torn open like a fish, matam ba'oil, he's matam ba'oil, again, even if he's mafrekas, he's still considered like a corpse. And Rosh Bar Yitzchak, he clarifies, umigabai from his back, which means if the person's entire back was torn from the top to the bottom, was cut open, that renders him a mace. Continues to discuss animals. Amar Shmuel, he says, I saw gistra nevela. If the animal is made into a gistra, it's a nevela. Gistra is a lashon that's usually used regarding kalim. It means cutting something in half. So if the animal is cut in half, so it's a nevela. And Amar Blazer tells us, nitel hayarech v'chalal shalah nevela. If the yarech, the thigh of the animal, and its chalal, its hollow or its cavity, was removed, so it's a nevela. The question is, hechdem v'chalal shalah, what's the cavity or the hollow of the animal? Amar Rav, he answers, kol shervutz v'nes chasera. That's if when the animal crouches, you could see the hole of where the thigh was removed, that's considered nevela, even though the animal is alive. In other words, if so much of the thigh was removed that when the animal crouches, and that section of the animal is usually covered when it's crouching, if you could see the hole in the animal of where the leg was removed, then it's considered nevela. Now moving on to discuss shrutzim, we know there's 8 different shrutzim the Torah tells us are matame with a high level of toma. So Tanan Hasmei of Mishnah over there, hutzura shehen, if their head was hutaz, alfisha farchasin, even though they're still shaking about and moving, tameim, they're still tame because they're considered dead. Why is that? Kizan of halata shem farchases. It's no different than the tail of a lizard that shakes around when it gets separated from its body, and the tail is definitely not alive. It doesn't have any life to it when it's shaking around. It just happens to be moving. Same thing when it's hutaz reisha, even though it's moving around, it's still tame because it's considered dead. The question just is, my hutzu, what does it mean hutzu? So Shlok Shamar, he says, hutzu mamish, it was actually chopped off. Whereas Rav Asi Amar Rav Mani, Rav Asi said b'shem Rav Mani, kavdalas oilas ha'if, like the separation of the simanim of oilas ha'if. And here we're going to have another discussion regarding the simanim of oilas ha'if, as we just brought above in the Amid, machlekes between the Rabbanon and Rav Elazar ben Shimon, how much of the simanim of the oilas ha'if have to be severed. According to Rav Elazar ben Shimon, it's only the majority of the two of them. According to Rabbanon, they have to be completely severed. So Amar Rav Yimri Rav Asi, Rav Yimri Rav Asi, kavdalas oilas ha'if l'Rabbanon, v'loy pligisu, we say that the head of the sheretz is hutaz, and that's like the separation of the simon of oilas ha'if. Does that mean like the separation according to the Rabbanon, where it's completely separated and then there's no machlekes? Oidel makavdalas oilas ha'if l'Rav Elazar ben Shimon, or maybe it means like the separation of the simon of oilas ha'if according to Rav Elazar ben Shimon, uplegisu, and you do argue. So Amalei, he told him, kavdalas oilas ha'if l'Rav Elazar ben Shimon, upleginon, it's like the separation of the simonim of oilas ha'if according to Rav Elazar ben Shimon, and I do argue because it's not hutaz mamish. Now, Iknamri, some say that this wasn't a back and forth question. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, he says, hutzu mamish, whereas Rav Asi Amar Mani, kavdalas oilas ha'if l'Rav Elazar ben Shimon, b'rav shnayim. Nothing more tells us, my Rabbanon, umay Rav Elazar ben Shimon. What exactly is the machlekes Rabbanon Rav Elazar ben Shimon? Where does it come from? Even though we know what the machlekes is, we don't know what the background is. And so here we have a fairly detailed discussion about it. So the following braisa is about a carbon oil of yared. And the reason why it's called oil of yared, because depending on the person's financial status, depends on what he brings. So if he's considered an ashir, a man of means, the person's going to bring an animal as a chatos. If the person's poor, though, they bring two birds. One is an oila, one is a chatos. Now, by the oila, it says, do it kamishbat. The question the braisa is going to be addressing is, kamishbat what? Perhaps it means kamishbat the chatos behema, and the reason why it would have to be done just like the chatos behema is because that's what it's replacing. If a person can't afford a chatos behema, he brings an oila and chatos ha'if. So maybe the oila ha'if is going to be done just like the chatos behema, or maybe not. Maybe it's done like the bird chatos because they're being brought together. The bird chatos and the bird oila are being brought together, so maybe the oila is being done just like the bird chatos. Now, one more important nekuda, by bird chatos, the pasuk clearly tells us, v'lo yavdil, don't separate, meaning don't cut both of the simanim, only one of them. So now, bearing all that in mind, Gemara tells us the time we have a braisa. The pasuk says, v'sasheni yasa oila kamishbat, as we just mentioned. So Tanakama tells us, kamishbat chatos behema, the oila is being done just like the chatos behema. Now, ata imer kamishbat chatos behema, einel kamishbat chatos ha'if, you're saying it's being done like the chatos behema. Maybe it's like the chatos ha'if. The answer is that no, kshu imer, the pasuk says, v'hikrivai, and he shall bring it. Now, this is actually said regarding an oilas nedava, not regarding this specific oilas ha'if that we're talking about now, but regarding the oilas ha'if of a nedava. It says the word v'hikrivai, and he shall bring it. And the word it by oilas ha'if of nedava is telling us the chalak akasav in chatos ha'if oilas ha'if, that the pasuk is differentiating between a chatos ha'if and oilas ha'if, namely that oilas ha'if has to be done differently than chatos ha'if. Now we further clarify, umani mekam kamishbat, kamishbat chatos behema. So how do I practically understand this drasha of kamishbat, kamishbat chatos behema? What does that mean that the oilas ha'if is being done like mishbat chatos behema? The answer is ma chatos behema eino ba chaf alfa and beza on top elmel chulin. Just like the chatos behema has to come just from chulin, you can't buy it with ma'aser sheni funds. Also, ubiyoyim has to be brought during the day, and also biyadei hamiyamanis. All the avaydas have to be done with the right hand of the kayin af oilas ha'if. So to the oilas ha'if, ein ba elmen achulin ubiyoyim ubiyadei hamiyamanis. It has to come from chulin funds being brought during the day and done with his right hand. Now the question is, if that's really so, if we're comparing oilas ha'if to chatos behema, so why don't we say that malalun beroyv shnayim af kan beroyv shnayim? Just like over there, chatos behema, you have to cut the majority of both simanim. So to over here by oilas ha'if, you cut the majority of both simanim. So tamalimer to that, the pasuk says umalak vehektir. Now really, the pasuk doesn't say that. That's just two words of the pasuk. Really, the pasuk says umalak as roishai, that the kohen does malika to the head vehektir mizbecha, and he's makdir on the mizbeach v'nimtza dami al ker mizbeach, and he squeezed the blood on the wall of the mizbeach. Now the question is asked, what's that supposed to mean? We're following the pasuk in order that he does malika and then burns it. How exactly is he supposed to squeeze the blood on the side of the mizbeach? The bird's already burned. So the pasuk is trying to tell us that the malika has some sort of similarity to the eventual haktara of the bird, namely ma haktara harish ba'atzmai v'gof ma'atzmai. Just like when the bird is actually going to be burned on the mizbeach, the head and body are separate. Af malika, so too by malika harish ba'atzmai v'gof ba'atzmai, the head head and body are separate. Namely, it's not enough to do Rav Shnayim of the Simonim of the bird. He has to do the entirety of the two Simonim. He has to completely sever those two Simonim. So that's Shitas Rabbanan we've been learning all along. Now, before we get to Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, we just have another Shita, Rav Shmuel Emer. He says, when the Pasuk says, Kemishbat by Eilas Ha'ayf, what's that telling us? Kemishbat Chata Sa'ayf, that it's being done like a Chata Sa'ayf. Namely, Ma Chata Sa'ayf Mimol Ayref, Af Eilas Ha'ayf Mimol Ayref. Just like the Chata Sa'ayf has to be done on the back of its neck, so too Eilas Ha'ayf is also done on the back of its neck. By Eilas Ha'ayf, it doesn't say that it has to be done on the back of the neck. It just says that he should do Malika to it. So we learn from this word Kemishbat that it has to be done just like Chata Sa'ayf, where it does say Mimol Ayref. However, continues Rav Shmuel, if that's really so, that we're comparing Chatas and Eilas Ha'ayf, so why don't we say that Malalon Malik Veinu Mavdil B'Siman Echad, just like over there by Chata Sa'ayf, he does Malika and he doesn't sever one of the simanim. He only cuts one, but he leaves the other one, because as we said, the pasuk tells us v'lo yavdil. So I've concept over here by Eilas Ha'ayf, Malik Veinu Mavdil B'Siman Echad, he should do Malika and not cut one of the simanim, meaning he should only cut one and not the other. So to that, Talmud Lavi, the pasuk says v'ikrivai, which tells us Eilas Ha'ayf is different than Chata Sa'ayf, and therefore we're going to be cutting both simanim, not just one of them. Now Rabbi Elazar Shimon Amar, he says Kemishbat, Kemishbat Chata Sa'ayf. So he does use the word Kemishbat, similar to the way Rabbi Shmuel does, that Kemishbat of Eilas Ha'ayf is like Chata Sa'ayf. However, his comparison is different. Namely, Malahalon, just like over there by Chata Sa'ayf, Chavez Amar Alf on top, Oiches Barosh Ubegof Umazeh, he holds onto the body and the head and he spritches the blood. Afkan, Oiches Barosh Ubegof Umazeh, so too by the Eilas Ha'ayf, he holds onto the head and the body and he sprinkles the blood. The question is, Maika Amar, what's that saying? What does that mean he holds onto the head and the body? He's holding them all together in one hand? Is that what he's trying to say? And the answer is, this is what he's saying. Malalon, Shu Oiches Harosh Beguf Mazeh, when he's holding onto the head with the body, he spritches, meaning the head and the body are connected because the pasuk says very clearly by Chata Sa'ayf, lo yavdil, don't separate it, so the head and the body are connected. Afkan, kshu oichas harosh beguf, mazeh, so to over here by Eilas Ha'ayf, the head and the body are still connected, and that's how he's doing Hazah. Now, if you want to really say that there's a full comparison, then we should also say that mala alon, besimen echad, afkan besimen echad, just like over there by Chata Sa'ayf, he only does malika to one simen, so to over here by Eilas Ha'ayf, he should do malika to one simen. So to that, Talmud, the pasuk says, vehikrivai, that he does malika to both simanim. And we see very clearly from here, and she does replace Rav Shimon, that since he says that he's oichas harosh beguf, that means the head is still attached to the body, so that tells us that even though he's doing malika to both simanim by Eilas Ha'ayf, he's not completely severing them, he's not completely cutting them, it's only roiv, but not in their entirety. So that's from Achleikas, Rabbanu Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. Now let's just continue a little bit to get a full picture of this discussion. The Gemara asks with Tanakama, according to Tanakama, v'chim achad afgalon me umalak v'hekter, now that he learned from the pasuk, umalak v'hekter, which is at the top of the previous amud, and he used that to tell us that he has to sever the simanim completely, well then v'hikrivai lamali, what do we need the drasha v'hikrivai for? V'hikrivai told us already that there's a difference between Eilas Ha'ayf and Chata Sa'ayf in regards to the simanim. So what do you need a seeming double drasha for? The answer is, Ila v'hikrivai, if we didn't have the word v'hikrivai, havamina, I would think, my kemishbat, what does the word kemishbat mean? Kemishbat Chata Sa'ayf. That's why we have to have the word v'hikrivai that tells us there's a difference between Chata Sa'ayf and Eilas Ha'ayf. The male of the word kemishbat means that we're comparing Eilas Ha'ayf to Chata's behema. However, v'mishu malak v'hekter, if we only had the drasha of malak v'hekter, havamina, I would think, is talking about something totally different. Namely, Mahaktar Barash Shal Mizbeach, Haf Malika Barash Shal Mizbeach, that just like the burning of the Eilas Ha'ayf is at the top of the Mizbeach, so too the Malika has to be done at the top of the Mizbeach, which is obviously a totally different drasha. Therefore, Hashta the Kasar Rachman of Vikrivai. Now the Pasuk says the word Vikrivai, Darsh Beinami Ha, we could also Darsh in this. Namely, we have to have the word Vikrivai to tell us what Kemishbat means, which Mela tells us what Umalak Vahikter means, and again, that's the entire Shita of the Tanakama. We're going to stop for a day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss his Shita in regards to one of the things that he said, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.